KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Here's what's going on for a Tuesday. It's the 11th day of August for 2020. Well, the Amador County Board of Supervisors is set to once again debate and take expected action today on a dark sky ordinance for the unincorporated areas of the county. The proposed new outdoor lighting ordinance would put in place a set of regulations on outdoor lighting. Due to technical issues earlier this year related to different draft versions of the proposed ordinance, the board directed the issue be sent back to the Amador County Planning Commission, but first took public comment on the issue. Members of the public spoke out in support of the ordinance, citing the improved quality of life and draw to tourism an unblemished night sky provides. Some board members took a skeptical note in the discussion, talking about floodlights on properties for safety. The ordinance has sat dormant since earlier this year due mainly to the COVID-19 outbreak. If approved today, it would place a set of regulations on outdoor lighting, limiting the brightness of such lights and directing that the light be directed downward away from the sky in an effort to reduce light pollution and maintain a visible starry night sky. Now, today's public hearing is scheduled for 10:30 in the board chambers. If you would like to make comments, details on joining the meeting via Zoom are available on the county website. You can also watch the entire meeting via Facebook Live on the KVGC Facebook page.
Calaveras election officials Calaveras elections officials say nearly two dozen of the county's special district races are still open, and candidates in 13 races will be elected outright due to no opposition. According to Calaveras County Clerk Recorder and Registrar of Voters, Rebecca Turner, there are currently 75 candidates on the slate for various contests. Races that have not closed include County Board of Education TA3, Calaveras Unified School District TA3, and Bret Harte Union High School District. Five community service districts, Appaloosa Road, Circle 20, Copper Cove, Lynn Park Acres, Mountain Ranch, and 3 Cent Flat. Six fire protection districts, Calaveras Consolidated, Central, Copperopolis, McCallamy Hill, San Andreas, and West Point. Two public utility districts, Calaveras and Union, five veterans districts, Ebbets Pass, Jenny Lind, McCallamy Hill, San Andreas, and West Point, and the San Andreas Rec and Park Board and the McCallamy Hill Sanitary District. Turner says these races will remain open through Wednesday due to the incumbents not filing.
And in the Amador County COVID case count, laboratory-confirmed cases are now up to 185, and there have been 3 confirmed deaths due to COVID-19. The gender breakdown, female 102 to male 83, and the largest age group remains to be the 65 to older age group at 73. Now, the largest concentration of COVID-19 seems to be in Jackson with 89 confirmed cases. To date, there are 51 total active cases of COVID-19.
A Copperopolis man was arrested following what Calaveras Sheriff's deputies report as a street brawl. According to reports, just before 10 o'clock Saturday night, a birthday party celebration was underway in Copperopolis near the intersection of Copper Cove and Feather Drive. Deputies were initially called after a driver struck a pedestrian while doing donuts in the street. However, when they arrived, at least a dozen people were in the vicinity arguing, and someone made a threat with a gun. During the argument, 34-year-old Alan Shrivener of Copperopolis was in a physical fight with an unknown man, and during the incident, produced a weapon and discharged a round. Another man was able to wrestle the handgun away from him and was able to give it to deputies upon their arrival. At one point, Shrivener began punching a female in the face, during which she was able to pick up a shovel to defend herself, striking him in the head. Shrivener was arrested for discharging a firearm in a grossly negligent manner and making criminal threats. The woman was not charged, as she was acting in self-defense. The incident is still under investigation.
Well, Hospice of Amador and Calaveras has announced their annual Celebrate Life art auction is going virtual. The event will be held on Friday, September 18th on Facebook Live. Director of Community Outreach, Wendy Mathis, says this year's event promises the same excitement as in years past, with a live art auction, a raffle-style drawing for valuable prizes, and the ever-popular final event of the evening, I Stand for Hospice. Now, if you would like more information on this, you can contact Wendy at 223-5500, or you can also visit hospiceofamador.org.
Major delays are expected this week between San Andreas and Mountain Ranch. According to Calaveras County Public Works, the paving project will take place this week along Old Gulch Road between the intersections of Michael Road and Calvaritas Road. Road crews will start at the intersection of Calvaritas Road and work east towards Michael Road. The work will require one-lane traffic with flaggers. The work is expected to take all week, with delays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be heavy construction equipment on the road and lane restrictions with flaggers directing traffic. Public Works officials warn of major delays, especially possible during commute times. Questions on the project should be directed to the Public Works Department at 754-6401.
All right. Don't forget, free COVID-19 testing available for Amador County residents at St. Catherine Drexel. It's drive-through. Make an appointment today, projectbaseline.com. If you have any questions, call the Amador County Public Health Testing Line at 223-6676. On this note, Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr will speak before the Amador County Board of Supervisors this morning. The meeting begins at 9 o'clock after flag salute and some other ministerial duties. The meeting will begin and Dr. Kerr will address the board. We will again this week, as we did last week, break into our regular programming and bring you Dr. Kerr's talk before the Board of Supervisors dealing with the COVID crisis here in Amador County. And that wraps up a look at local news for a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm Joey Geedy.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website, and that's KVGCRadio.com.